Warren promises to import at least 700% more refugees to U.S. by John Binder on July 11, 2019. Democrat presidential primary candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is promising to import at least 700% more foreign refugees into the United States if she becomes president. In her national immigration plan released this week, Warren broke from her economic patriotism agenda, wherein she has committed to holding multinational corporations accountable for outsourcing American jobs overseas and shifting to a permanent nationalist trade policy that puts the needs of American workers first. Warren's immigration plan now includes drastically increasing legal immigration and refugee resettlement to provide businesses and corporations with a never-ending stream of cheaper foreign workers that America's working and middle class will be forced to compete against. Specifically, Warren wants to increase the number of foreign refugees currently arriving in the U.S. by 700%, 8 times the rate of President Trump's refugee total last year, in which about 22,000 were admitted. At a time when 70 million are displaced around the world, President Trump has abused his authority to lower the refugee cap for the United States, admitting just over 22,000 refugees in total last year, Warren writes. I'll welcome 125,000 refugees in my first year, and ramping up to at least 175,000 refugees per year by the end of my first term. The U.S., thanks exclusively to Trump's reforms, helped lower the total number of foreign refugees to about 22,000 admissions last year. This is a 76% decrease in foreign refugee resettlement from President Obama's 2016 totals that reached almost 100,000 admissions. Trump also cut Obama's surge of Syrian refugees arriving in the U.S. by more than 60%. Warren would reverse that reduction of foreign refugees, adding another at least 154,000 refugees to American communities every year who would be forced to absorb nationals at the mandate of the federal government. With her support for majorly increasing refugee resettlement to the U.S., Warren sides with the business lobby, multinational corporations, and tech conglomerates like Nike, Google, Facebook, and Starbucks, and Chobani. For fiscal year 2019, a cap of 30,000 refugee admissions has been set, the lowest cap since 1980, which is merely a numerical limit and not a goal intended for the federal government to reach. The cap has made the U.S. no longer the top refugee spot for the world's migrants, with Canada and the nations of the European Union now leading the globe in refugee admissions. About 56% of households headed by foreign refugees who arrived in the U.S. between 2011 and 2015 are using taxpayer-funded food stamps, Breitbart News previously reported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.